This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right. Thank you for joining us here. We're down to the third hour. Dr. Andy J. Wakefield is our guest, and when you define the term maverick, he's the definition of it. And I know he doesn't want to be praised or anything, but they really tried to destroy him. Now, about half our stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, but they got him on early, so I don't want to waste time that we have here. But I'm going to kind of build him up a little bit when we start the next segment for all the folks, the millions, probably 2 million people that are going to be joining us. But give us a little prelude, Dr. Wakefield, since you were on with us a month ago, all the craziness that's happened, of what's on your palette of paint here to illustrate for us what's happening.
Well, Alex, the new film's just come out, and it's having a huge impact. It's a story about the 1986 Act signed into law by Ronald Reagan, which gave liability protection to the vaccine manufacturers for deaths and injuries caused by their vaccines. And it's really a story, Alex, of what happens when you take a product or an industry outside of the constraints of the free market. You stop the free market operating to select for the best products, the safest products. You give them a free ride, and you pay a terrible, terrible price. And then you make that product mandatory. So you've got an unsafe product that is made mandatory. It's forced into American children. Suddenly you have the perfect business model. You have no liability. You have a compulsory market, a mandatory market. All you can do is make a massive profit. That's what the pharmaceutical industries have done. That's the future of the industry, is vaccination. They have 300 new vaccines in the marketplace coming online, and that is even before the COVID-19 vaccine threat hit us. And so we live in a very, very precarious world where we are not protected anymore by the constraints of the free market.
And of course, we'll recap that and go over all that, but it's so sinister with all the health problems and all the autism and all the autoimmune diseases and all the brain damage with 50-something vaccines. Now there's 300. And now we see all these medical doctors by the hundreds promoting hydroxychloroquine being shut down, and big pharma merging with big tech in really a diabolical plan that makes the head spin.
You know, what that illustrates, when you, first of all, Alex, it started with people like you and me. It started with people who were labeled as anti-vaxxers or vaccine safety aware, or those who wanted better science, or those who were concerned for the well-being of children. And it spread. It spread to those who were selling nutritional supplements, those who advocated for natural health, and then it spread to the mainstream. Suddenly, we're seeing the social media platforms, the mainstream media shutting down mainstream doctors, doctors coming out to tell us about their clinical experience in the front line with the treatment of COVID-19. When you shut these people down, where does it end? It doesn't. And what it does is it tells the consumer, it tells people watching, that the single objective is to focus on a vaccine and vaccine-only narrative for the salvation of mankind, to the betterment of who? To the betterment of the pharmaceutical industry and those people invested in it, like Bill Gates and Tony Fauci.
And I know you don't like to speculate, but it's not speculation now. We'll talk about it later. Digital tattoos to prove you've had it. Compulsory tracking. If you want to have a job or get on an airplane, BBC says you'll have a digital chip put in you to prove it. And then they announce it, but then we say, hey, that's a bad idea. They go, oh, that doesn't exist. So they try these psychological tactics. We're going to go to break in a moment. But what's the best website or best place for people to find the new film, 1986?
Go to www.1986theact.com. 1986theact.com. Watch it there. Stream it. Download it and buy it. Order the DVD. It's coming your way.
All right, folks. We're going to cover all of this when we come back. And I know as an audience, you've already done the research. You already know that Dr. Wakefield's telling the truth. You've experienced it with your own child having convulsions when they got vaccines. You know it. But remember, you've got to warn everybody now, because people are more ready to hear the truth now than ever. So tell everyone you know right now to tune into Band.Video, Infowars.com/show, that local radio station or TV station you're watching or listening to. That's how we reach more people. I know I'm stating the obvious, but I've got to remember myself, at red lights, I'd roll down the window and say, tune in. I do it at the grocery store. I do it when I'm with family. That's how we win this fight. They try to suppress us. We work that much harder.
Exportable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
How do we navigate this increasingly precarious world in which we live? In order to understand where we're going, we need to understand where we've come from. In order to understand where we've come from, you need to watch 1986, The Act. It is the story of one of the most powerful forces in the universe, and that is maternal intuition.
Okay.
No! No! This is not halftime entertainment. We've got work to do.
This is a force that has evolved in our species over thousands and thousands of years. It is far more powerful than anything else that man might have contrived. It is the reason that we are here on this planet right now. And if we listen to it, it will be the reason why we are here in 1,000 years' time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield is our guest here for the rest of the hour. Now, I'm not going to go over his whole background, but he produced Vaxxed, From Cover Up to Catastrophe. They tried to censor it, it blew up in their face. Now they've put out 1986, The Act. It just comes out today. I intend, again, this weekend to watch it with my wife. 1986theact.com. You have to understand, Big Pharma has merged with Big Tech. Hundreds of prominent doctors we know of. We're getting emails every day from new doctors. Some of them, the heads of virology at universities, the heads of whole divisions at hospitals, are coming out and saying hydroxychloroquine, when taken with zinc, 100% recovery, 99% recovery. They're getting called up before review boards. State Senator in Minnesota, who's well-loved and a major award-winning medical doctor, he pointed this out and also pointed out that the death rate's like 0.037, way lower than flu. So why is it he's been called up for review. Well, Dr. Wakefield doesn't want to talk about himself. He wants to talk about the future. But 20 years ago or 18 years ago, whenever it was, he was all over the news that he falsified the reports. He admits he's a fraud. There's no connection to gut and autism. Well, today we know hundreds of studies later, he was right. He never said he falsified anything. He never said he was a fraud. And he wasn't. He was a trailblazer, a maverick. But see, I've experienced that. It's not about whining. It's about listeners learning how bad it is. They go on the news and say, Jones said in court he's a fake and an actor and none of it's real. Where's the transcript? Where's the clip? It's not true. It's a lie. They were showing me in a Joker outfit 15 years ago during my divorce proceedings in a custody battle, yelling and screaming about stuff. And my lawyer said, but Jack Nicholson plays the Joker. He's not really the Joker. I was being an actor there as a joke, but it wasn't my mainline persona who I am. So they put him through hell. They took his medical license. He got it back, all that. The point is that it was all a hoax. And they now admit it was a hoax. And so the fact that he went through the fire, persevered, and is now one of the main leaders, if not the leader, of exposing this threat to all of our futures by the exempt from liability global big pharma system is really a testament of victory. And so Maverick's a great word for Dr. Wakefield, but a better word is the Phoenix. And so we appreciate you. We got 6 minutes to break. We've got the rest of the hour. Let's get into what you were just starting to get to for some stations that joined us, how big this is and what's coming and the shackling of the medical community that started with you.
I think that this, the film is about 1986, the act. It's about the law signed by Ronald Reagan, which gave the industry liability protection. I believe, Alex, that this law is at the heart of the problems we face globally with vaccination today, which are immense. It is a topic of discussion around every dinner table, every breakfast table, in every family, in all over the world. It is this single issue of what do we do? There's so much conflicting evidence, so much conflicting information. We see the experts on television, and then we see other people saying, no, this isn't true. And then we see the damaged children. People are very, very confused. And what happened with this act, when it gave the industry liability protection for a mandated product, and then the government agencies that were responsible for protecting American children conspired with the industry to destroy, to sabotage those things that have been put in place to protect the American people from dangerous drugs.
And who was there at the time? Fauci, the very same cast of characters.
Throughout, absolutely, and extraordinary to see him. He keeps cropping up when anything bad's going down. There's Tony Fauci. And what it did is to make the industry so rich that they could buy governments worldwide. They could buy policy worldwide. They could buy the media worldwide. And they could buy doctors and medical training worldwide. That's what they could buy. But, Alex, there's one thing they couldn't buy. And that is people like you. They could not buy the soul of the American people. They could not buy. If you saw in Berlin just last week, 1.3 million people in the streets protesting, no masks, saying, we've had enough of this lockdown. We've had enough of this BS. We are not going to put up with this any longer. We want natural immunity. We don't want vaccine immunity. That's resistance. And that is what is happening now. And that is what pharma cannot and will never be able to buy.
It's beautiful what you're saying, and it's so true. And I'm going to play this later, but I'm sure you're aware and you've seen, we've talked about it. The two-day conference they had in Switzerland on the 2nd and 3rd of December last year in 2019 with the head of the vaccine program saying, we don't test. We're just told by foundations what to do. The doctors, the front line's wobbly. They've got sick people. This is collapsing. Meanwhile, here comes the whole COVID thing. I mean, that is so huge to even have the bureaucrats saying, we don't know what's going on. It shows that it's not even them. It's a group above it.
And the other thing about that meeting is it was really in large part to deal with the growing threat of people who question vaccine safety. How do we control this? How do we contain it? What can we learn from these people who are spreading their message so effectively? It's spreading so effectively because it's true, because it's real, because it's happening every day. We're not sitting in plush hotel rooms conspiring to produce some narrative that suits our profiteering. It's not that at all. It is the fact that we are dealing at the ground level, at the coalface, with injury upon injury upon injury. There is another way, a better way of earning a living than doing this, Alex. But for the life of me, I'm not going to walk away from it. Well, there is so much damage being done.
Now, I understand. I'm showing footage of the million-plus people that marched in Berlin. Let me raise this point to you. Obviously, the vaccines are damaging, autoimmune response, all the rest of it. It's coming out. So they double down and just say, okay, we're taking all of society over. That's going to blow up bigger. I mean, gut level, that's what I think. I think this is going to force a massive awakening. It already is. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Exactly. It's fascinating to see how this paradox where vaccination policy as a public health policy should depend entirely on the public, on the consumer's confidence in the policymaker. When that's gone, when that confidence is gone, when the hearts and minds of the public are lost, What you have left is false, and that is mandatory vaccination, no school, no private school, no public school, no home school, no medical exemptions. Doctors and scientists who give these exemptions or advocate for them are pursued and delicensed. When you start taking children away from their parents, and then when you start to have this global initiative of chipping, microchipping and vaccine passports, and you can't live in society, according to Bill Gates, without being fully compliant with the vaccination policy, then you are dealing with force, and all you've got is force. And force, Alex, as you know, is a road to nowhere. It is going to fail, and it's just a matter of time. And that protest in Berlin was one of many and is the writing on the wall. They wonder why they're losing. They're losing because they are wrong.
That's right. The studies show that they're all in their own little bubble. But now Gates and Fauci admit they're not in a bubble, and they admit that people really hate them and are calling them Joseph Mengele. Dr. Gates and Dr. Fauci. Of course, Gates is no doctor. And they're having to fight the real doctors around the world telling the truth. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jones, your host. And remember, InfoWars is kind of a major mothership promoting all these other great people. Andrew Wakefield has his own big network. He doesn't need us as essential, but we help boost the great work he's doing that's going to save lives. But for a lot of filmmakers and a lot of researchers, a lot of people, this is all they've got, especially now with the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Amazon banning so much. That's why we got banned.video with now hundreds of videos of scientists, epidemiologists, virologists, hospital heads, Rockefeller University virologist head, and they're being censored for putting out mainline stuff. Meanwhile, Fauci said we'd have a 4% death rate. It's 0.037 I was seeing today. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. It all goes together with everything Fauci says is a lie. Everything he put out about HIV wasn't true. And he's like, the devil appears in this cloud of smoke, you know, in these movies, like, I'm the devil. Every time something bad's happening, Fauci just appears out of this column of smoke, and he can't even throw the pitch at the baseball game. I've seen people miss the mound, okay? He throws it like 40 feet to left field, and they cheer. So he's a puppet, obviously, but who are the interests, Dr. Andrew Wakefield? The maker of the new film, 1986, theact.com, it just came out today that is vital for folks to see. Who's the spider at the center of the web? Because you watch, as you said, them countering at the UN 7-8 months ago going, our doctors are wobbly, people are getting sick, people are dying, we can't cover this up, we don't do any testing. That was them figuring out how to cover it up. They're being reasonable, like, make it work, make it be transparent. That's what you're saying, validating, but then who's, I mean, we know who it is, but you're the expert. Who's the spider behind it?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, Alex, you're wrong. We do need you, okay? We need Alex Jones, and we need InfoWars. So that's, you know, in these lean times, filmmakers like me depend on people like you. So thank you very much for everything you do. And who is at the center of this? It's a very good question. It's not something that I've been pursuing. You could speculate about that for a long time. It is astonishing to me, absolutely astonishing, that a man with no qualifications whatsoever, purely by virtue of his wealth, is able to dictate global vaccination policy, global health policy, and personal choice. That is astonishing. And every time I see him on CNN, how much did it cost to get him there to be able to say what he's saying? It is utterly
strange. And by the way, that's not your speculation. He underwrites The Guardian, the BBC, CNN, MSNBC, obviously Microsoft NBC. He underwrites ABC. It'll say at the end of a lot of shows, underwritten. I saw a show attacking me, a fiction show on ABC, and it was underwritten by him.
Yeah, no, he seems to exert a huge amount of influence simply by virtue of the amount of money that he has. Well, I just point something out, though, Alex. It's very interesting. I don't know whether you've detected this, but the kind of shift in the mainstream media, and this is a story from Zero Hedge the other day, red flag soar as Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine liability.
Yes, I saw that report.
Really interesting. And then the American thinker, the CDC, confesses to lying about COVID-19 death numbers. So there is the Spectator in England saying, hang on, the numbers are crazy. Just like you referred to, Fauci saying this number of people died. It's a tiny fraction. The American people, the British people, believe that their population has been literally decimated.
Yeah, in major polls, they believe 30 million Americans have died.
That's right. When it's a tiny fraction of that, and no greater, as you've pointed out, many others, than seasonal flu in many cases. So people are getting a very, very distorted statistical picture of what's going on.
But something is happening. Even CBS News had Gates on and goes, 100% of the people getting the strong vaccine get sick, 20% hospitalized, 80% the other vaccine, and Gates didn't know what to say.
Yeah, and he fell apart in that discussion about the adverse reactions of vaccines and the FDA. He just completely fell apart. And it's interesting to see that now, as the polls emerge over time, longitudinally, fewer and fewer people are willing to take a COVID-19 vaccine, to the point where it's now, over 50% of people are saying no. Thank you very much.
57% say absolutely not.
But we're moving to a situation where people are becoming more and more skeptical. And you pointed this out, that this issue has actually brought more attention, focused more attention on vaccine skepticism and scientific skepticism than ever before. And in the face of that, we've got people like Forbes telling us we shouldn't do our own research. Do not do your own research. Stop it. Stop it. It's dangerous. Leave it to the experts. Leave it to the man in the white coat. No. And the whole point of the film is that it's a mother's journey into that research. People have said, oh, your film is anti-science. It defers to the mother's intuition. That is a very, very powerful force. But that intuition does not say to her, do not vaccinate. It says to her, there is an issue here. There is something going on that I need to get to the bottom of, and I'm going to analyze the science. I'm going to read the science. I'm going to access the legal cases. I'm going to pull this apart until I can come to a conclusion. If it had simply said, oh, this woman's intuition said, don't vaccinate.
But it turns out after your groundbreaking research, 20 years ago, correct me on the date, Gates then funds, last time I saw, $4 billion into gut vaccine research. What's he spending $4 billion on that last time I saw?
I know, I don't. That's a new one on me. That's very, very interesting.
Oh, no, gosh, pull it up for him. Bill Gates invests heavily in gut flora research. Oh, he's heavy into that. He's huge.
Oh, good. Well, he's learning. Maybe a little too late.
I think he wants to make money off of what he's already caused. That's what I think.
Yes, I think that what they're doing is they're realizing the validity of the work that was done way back then, and they're starting to capitalize on it. So they've got people looking at new markets, and this is clearly a big new market. The sadness, Alex, is if the work had been allowed to continue at a natural pace early on, we would have had so many more answers today, so many fewer sick children as a consequence. There is microbiome research gets the Gates bump.
And that's only one of them. The last number I saw was like $4 billion he'd given. That's all I do is read this. I'm not a doctor like you, but I'm obsessed with it. And here's what happened to me. I already knew a lot of this. I interviewed you and stuff. But I go on vacation, and I go to the pool, and like a third of the boys can't talk. And I go, what happened to your son? And they go, well, at 18 months, he got the third round, had a convulsion, never talked again. And the kid's 7 years old wearing diapers at the pool. And then he's like, and sometimes I'm in a pool with like 40 people, and there's like six boys that are autistic going, you know, yelling, screaming. I've got Mike Judge. I'm friends with him. His son's autistic. I mean, I take my kids to movie theaters. Sometimes I can't watch the film because there's so much screaming and yelling. I'm not against the autistic kids. I love them. But man, when I was a kid, you didn't have out of 50 kids in a movie theater, 14 of them screaming like they were dying. I mean, this is bad.
Yeah, 1 in 10,000 children. You know, when I was at medical school, we weren't even taught about it. It was so rare.
Sure, I just meant, I know they say it was 1 in 30,000 and now it's 1 in 80 or whatever. I go to the movies, I go to the mall, and the kids who aren't totally autistic still look like somebody beat them up the side of the head with a baseball bat. And so all I'm saying is that these kids don't look like my kids. My kids haven't had any shots, and people go, what's going on with your kids? They're like so smart or so great, and it's because they haven't had this. We'll stay right there, Dr. Wakefield. Let's talk about the film, how people save children, and where you think this conversation is going. 1986, theact.com. I'll be watching it tomorrow night. I'm going to watch the film Amazon Banned on Pedophilia tonight.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true.
This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has been a medical doctor that pioneered, from what the mothers told him in his own testing, that it was something causing an autoimmune response in the gut that was then causing something in the brain. And we, of course, know the brain is connected to the spinal cord, to the gut, and the two things are absolutely connected. When you get angry or hungry, hangry is the word, I guess, and all the other things. What type of studies now have come out that have really validated you? That's why they don't even attack you that much anymore, I see. They try to censor you because you've been so validated. I mean, the story of what, I mean, I know you don't want to make a film about yourself, and some of it's in facts, but I mean, the Hollywood movies, fiction movies could not capture the incredible tribulations you've gone through. And then for others going through attacks for telling the truth, your big spiritual, not awakening, but emboldenment that you had in Texas, looking up at that night sky, it's beautiful. So speak to that. And for the next two segments, you've got the floor. Don't pause or I'll take over. Other points you want to make for people?
Well, you're very kind, Alex. First of all, to say I'm just on the Hollywood front and movies about my life I saw. that the screenwriter of the film Contagion, made by Soderbergh, directed by Soderbergh, they was in the Hollywood Reporter saying that a movie should be made about me during these troubled COVID-19 times to tell the world about my crimes, terrible things that I did.
And by the way, I said I would interrupt. Just a month ago, I rewatched Contagion. It's like a blueprint for the lockdowns of the general public, the mask, the forced inoculations. I mean, this is literally, I saw that as like a blueprint of what they're doing. So the guy that made that is saying, you're the bad guy. Incredible.
Well, it's an interesting story, and I'll just share this with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
But David Kirby, my friend, wrote a book called Evidence of Harm, and it was about the corruption of the data in relation to the mercury preservative in vaccines, where the CDC found an effect, a very strong effect, for mercury causing neurological injury, including autism, and covered it up. It was an extraordinary fraud. He wrote about it in a book called Evidence of Harm, and that was optioned by participant studios to make a movie. It was then put in the bottom drawer and buried and never reappeared. And lo and behold, participant took part in Soderbergh's movie Contagion. That seems to have been, in some people's minds, the payback that participant received for burying David Kirby's book. Now, I'm not sure do we have a chapter and verse on that? Can I prove it? No. But that is a story that, given my experience of the way in which Hollywood is very much tied in to pharma and big tech, that it would not surprise me in the least if that turned out to be true. Now, as to the relationship between the gut and the brain, that's right, it was at the time it was somewhat challenging to a lot of people to suggest that we are one, that something happening in our gut might affect our brain, and it's gone so much further now than we reached. We triggered the process, perhaps, but it's really gone a very long way to the point where we realize the extraordinary importance for our well-being, our survival, our health of the microbiome. Historically, as you know, in the times of Louis Pasteur, the microbe, the bacteria, was an enemy to be defeated, an enemy that caused disease. It was a question of perception. And at the time, you know, when you had rampant neurosyphilis and gangrene on the battlefield and these kinds of things, you could see that it was entirely reasonable to see the microbe as an enemy. But over the years, we've learned that, in fact, we are 9/10 bacteria, 1/10 human. And our very survival is dependent upon the integrity and health of the bacteria.
So we're really a colony organism. That's why probiotics and everything is now becoming the whole future.
Absolutely. And what we've learned is that gut bacteria and the health of gut bacteria are important, are crucial for our brain development from the very beginning, for our behavior, for our emotions, for the way in which we react and respond.
We really are what we eat, and we are the bacteria that live in us.
We are. No man is an island, Alex. That's the thing to remember. We are dependent upon the integrity of our bacteria. And once we realize that they're not the enemy, and appreciate them, feed them, cultivate them, look after them to achieve the optimal.
It's like our body, our skeleton, our genetic code is the earth, but then all these things live on it.
That's right. And what is even more interesting, of course, is if you go back even further in evolutionary history, you find that man and microbe fused at a very early point when the mitochondria, the energy source of all cells in the body, are actually bacteria. And they cultivated single-cell organisms and gave them the oxidative energy capacity to turn into multicellular organisms that evolved into humans.
Which, again, is a colony organism, and expanding on that, he goes back to women. Why do women have the mitochondrial DNA? We don't. Truly, women are the only whole human because they have both.
Yes, they are. In many ways, women are the only whole human, and they're constantly reminding me of that fact.
Well, I'm not saying that to kiss their ass. I'm just saying women have the mitochondrial DNA, men don't. And science goes, oh, that's junk. But now they're learning it's not junk. There's something else there.
Yes, and as this film points out, women also have an extraordinary capacity to register when their babies are well and ill, and what's right for them, what's wrong, and they've allowed the medical profession to usurp that that maternal intuition, which we need to take back, that internal authority that women need to re-exert collectively and individually.
Isn't that the racial super group consciousness computer?
Sorry, say that again, Alex?
The racial consciousness kind of supercomputer of the species.
Absolutely. And it's an extraordinarily powerful thing. People say it's anti-science. It's not anti-science. We simply do not understand it. We haven't taken the trouble to investigate it and understand it, but it's as real as any science you will ever read. And it is the reason for our survival. It is the reason that we are here on this earth today. So I have come to learn and appreciate a great deal about the power of that maternal intuition. It's not an emotional argument. It's not an emotive argument. It is a survival imperative.
Absolutely. Tell me from your research, as a leading person in the general research of this, what these so-called DNA, rDNA vaccines that go into the nuclei. It's not like a regular vaccine, is it?
No, it's not. It's extremely worrying. Regular vaccines, and this is an interesting story in itself, live viral vaccines in particular, depended for a very, very long time upon being cultured in the laboratory in animal cells. And one of the great catastrophes of that is that in those cells there were viruses that were harmless to the native animal, but deadly for human beings. And so that we made polio in cells contaminated with monkey cancer viruses. We made rotavirus vaccine in cells that contain pig viruses. And these viruses, when they jump species, like the Wuhan virus, when it comes from one source into a human, it can have devastating impacts, particularly when it's manipulated in the laboratory to enhance the deadliness of that impact. This is called zoonosis, and it has been a plague for live viral vaccines forever. And one way of getting around that, now because the authorities realize it, they've tried to cover it up time and time again, but they realize it's a problem. So now they are circumventing that by creating naked RNA and DNA vaccines. Your body acts as the cell culture system. They put the RNA in, it gets into cells, and it encodes for proteins. Proteins are transcribed from that.
You're talking real guinea pig Russian roulette.
Very, very worrying, because once it's in, Alex, you can't get it out. Let's say you put in a piece of RNA from a virus that then generates an immune response, but 6 months down the line, that person starts to develop a tragic autoimmune disease, demyelination, inflammatory bowel disease.
Stay there. Let's come back. This is the most important thing yet. Because Gates says, oh, we're going to have massive illnesses. And they say 80% in the regular vaccine are getting sick, 20% hospital, 100% taking the souped up one. He'll decode it straight ahead, folks. This is life and death for all of us. These are mad scientists out of control. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is our guest. We'll tell you how to find his new film when we come back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please tell folks tune in now. This is life and death.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
TheAct.com. When do we start fighting back?
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on. A war on for your mind. You know, the ancient Greeks believed in spontaneous generation. They look down a little pool of water, a foot deep, 5 feet wide, and they suddenly see little fish in it. They didn't know that a bird landed in it to drink some water and had fish eggs on its legs. They just saw a generator. Piece of meat out in the field, a couple days later had maggots on it. They thought it was spontaneous generation. And then later they thought he put leeches on people to save them. George Washington got bled to death by his family doctor. And then, as our guest, Dr. Wayfield, was saying, a couple hundred years ago, they thought it's germs because they can see things coming from outside. They didn't know that sometimes there's bad germs like bubonic plague or smallpox. Sometimes there's good germs almost in every case. And so we sit here with Big Pharma doubling down with their agenda. And now Bill Gates, probably the most hated man in the world. I mean, I can drive down the street and go, F Bill Gates, arrest Bill Gates. And the average Austin goes, yeah, liberal, conservative, you name it. How is this corrupt Microsoft head, who's famously corrupt and bad, telling us he's our doctor? No one is buying it. I don't want to be over-positive here, Dr. Wakefield, but I got to tell you, I think they've jumped the shark. I want you to speak to that, what people can do, how important the film is. Because, again, our biggest problem is we get where kind of a normalcy bias that this show's awake, you're awake. But there are new listeners tuning in every millisecond. They need to know this is a big fight. Big Pharma's not backing down. They're doubling down. So can you speak to what you think of Fauci and Gates being in a lot of trouble and then finish up with what we should do and then get back into the so-called new vaccines? Because if I call the 357 Magnum the new vaccine and shot you in the head with lead, I mean, the new vaccines aren't even what the old vaccines were. So the vaccine is just something put in our body by Big Pharma and by the state.
Maybe I should deal with that first.
Yeah, do it.
Because we were right there, Alex. We were talking about that. And we were talking about the long-term, the medium to long-term dangers of these genetically manipulated, these Frankenstein vaccines that have never been used in humans before. But there was an example, and as you know, with the dengue virus, the dengue fever virus vaccine in children in the Far East. And they developed this vaccine, which was one genetic backbone, one virus with other virus, the dengue virus, added to that. So a true Frankenstein vaccine, something that had never been seen before in the natural world. And they injected it into lots of people, lots and lots of children. It got through approval based upon the data that they'd given to the regulators. And it was given to hundreds of thousands of children. And it produced antibodies. It produced immunity, apparently, and it didn't seem to produce any adverse reactions. So people were happy with this until these children were exposed to the natural dengue fever virus itself. And when that happened, it was catastrophe. Many died, many were injured, and the rest of those children who were exposed to that vaccine lived with that risk for the rest of their lives. When they will encounter the natural virus, they will overreact and have a meltdown. Their immune system will go into what is called a cytokine storm. Now, this process, this immune priming, so that when you encounter the new the natural virus, you run into real problems. This was seen with the SARS vaccine in the ferrets. This was the reason why that experiment, that vaccine was abandoned for SARS, because they saw this overreaction of the primed immune system. This is something that we have to be very careful of, and it's not something that's ever going to be seen in the short-term safety studies that are being conducted on these.
I was about to say, they're skipping animal trials. They're admitting most people get sick in the trials, and Gates says 700,000 will get sick and die. What are they priming us for, A, and then B, getting back to what you were just saying, that a lot of experts are saying it looks like that maybe previous vaccines for the flu, because COVID-19 was some vaccine test, they're not sure, that maybe because it's an artificial test, that once it got out of the lab by accident, it's triggering because it's got flu and SARS and all of it in it.
Yes, and what's alarming about Gates' approach is he goes on television and says everybody should have this vaccine, all 7 billion people in the world, and there will be casualties, there will be risk. And at that point, Alex, rather than saying, and for those who are injured by the vaccine, there will be compensation. We will look after them. We will make sure that their health...
He says we need to be indemnified.
That's exactly right. His emphasis, his only concern, is there will be injuries and therefore we need indemnity for the manufacturers. There's no shred of humanity in his reaction to the fact that...
Well, the good news is, thanks to you and millions of people, but you're one of the top... I know you want credit, but it's got to be due where it's due. People know to protect you and support you. Thanks to you and others in this show, they have to admit now there's damage. Remember, they were used to say you were crazy. There's no damage, Dr. Wakefield.
That's right. And now it's become so self-evident. This is the tragedy, Alex. It's become so common, so prevalent. Even those who had resisted this notion for many years and witnessing it in their own communities, their own families, their own children. It's really very, very sad. It should never have had to be this way. And there is so much damage that could have been avoided. But the question now is, what do we do? What do Americans do? And the fascinating thing about this is, someone who observes American politics, having come from the outside and observes American politics, is that the rush to mandate vaccines for all children, ultimately all adults, in states, which is where these laws are made, has been divided directly down political lines. And in every effort to support mandatory vaccination, there are the Democrats. And in the resistance to mandatory vaccination, there have been the Republicans. And that's just a fact. I don't mean to quantify it or qualify it.
Well, I agree, but that's getting a lot of liberals to support the Republicans.
It's a simple fact. And so, but what is happening now is that many, many more people are coming over to this side, to the side of health freedom, of bodily autonomy, of the choice to what to put in your child's body or your own body. People have been woken up by this COVID issue, such that, and historically, of course, when you look at the way in which the political parties are funded, the Republicans get their funding from oil and gas and the automotive industry, which are not available to the great majority of Democrats, who get their funding largely from the pharmaceutical industry and therefore are beholden to the benevolence of the pharmaceutical industry to mount their campaigns. And therefore, when it comes to instituting preferential policies for that industry, it's seen state by state by state.
Why don't we just nationalize vaccines? Because, I mean, let me ask you as an expert. If there's a vaccine works, I like tetanus, whatever, if it's not tainted or been tested, I want it. I mean, I get it has side effects, but are you against vaccines, period? Or I mean, explain, we're not against vaccines, right? We're just against liability protection and guinea pigging, right?
Yeah, I'm not against anything, Alex. I'm pro. I'm pro-science. I'm pro-safety. I'm pro.
So are there any safe vaccines? Because everyone I've ever looked at's got problems.
Yeah, that's my experience as well. The more I look, the more problems I find. And it gets worse and it gets worse. And it doesn't get better and it gets worse. And so, no, I'm not anti anything. I'm pro safety. I'm pro vaccine. I'm pro liability. I am pro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If something works, I'm going to take it. But if it, I mean, I've had family, so much family get sick from vaccines. Everybody has the stories. We only got a minute and a half left, and I want people to go see the film. But in closing, gut level, how does this end? I see the big establishment losing. I think like Hitler, when he's losing in the West, he invades Russia. That makes him totally lose. I think this offense they've launched, to use the Hitler analogies, they're Barbarossa, they're Waterloo. I think they're going to lose.
I think they are. And I think what the American people, and I have very good reason to believe this, the American people will ultimately in November vote for a president, whoever that might be, who will stand up and say American bodily autonomy, the right of Americans to choose what goes into their bodies is first and foremost. That is what America's about. If we are going to rush this vaccine to market, if there is no liability, there can be no mandates. You cannot force people to have something that's not been, not at all.
And Trump has said he doesn't want mandates, but he still says, oh, vaccine, get the stock market up. Absolutely incredible. So the film is out now. If I go home tonight, I've got to watch the one censored on pedophilia. I'm going to get to that, but I'm going to watch your film this weekend. If I go to the site, I can watch it tonight.
You can watch it tonight. You can download it. You can, yeah, and you can order your DVD. You go there, Alex, and I'd love to hear what you think of it.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I love your work, and it's so important. I'm going to share it and tell friends and family. Again, what's the best website for people to visit?
Go to 1986theact.com. www.1986theact.com.
And then, folks, once you see it, have a viewing party. All right, Dr. Wakefield, thank you. Let's get you back again in the next few weeks, the next month. We really appreciate you, sir.
It's great to be on. Thank you.
Wow, what a gentleman. And the example of what to be. I mean, the maverick. People say, I've gone through hell. Hell, I had the audience to support me. That guy lost his job, got run out, everything, but it all came back to him like Job. I mean, if you want to get a modern example of Job, it's Dr. Wakefield. We'll be back with the fourth hour in a few segments. Then we're expecting to get it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.